Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to see everybody's faces here this morning. Beautiful day. We got some much-needed rain, so that was a benefit to our gardens and most of all to our farmers. So I guess God knows what we need, doesn't he? He sends it when we need it. I'd like to ask Gayla and Bobby to come forward, please. They each have a short announcement they'd like to make.
We've started fellowship. So this morning, Bev Schumacher is doing it. But we ended up from the drive-through picnic having tons of cookies left. So the freezer up here is full. Karen Downing has some in hers. So what we're looking at doing is I'd like to know after service some volunteers that want to kind of do it. Let's see, next Sunday I have a volunteer. The following Sunday it's me. But all you have to do is make coffee, take out some of those frozen cookies. How easy can it get? So just see me afterwards, okay? Thanks.
Well, the garage sale is over, almost. We brought a lot of stuff in, carried a lot of stuff in, put it on the tables, a lot of stuff, sold a lot of stuff. And these kids and some of the other kids carried a lot of stuff out for people. We made over $1,400. And we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was hard work, but it was a lot of fun. And we learned a lot. We made friends, and we learned about a little bit more. But this was one thing that none of us knew what it was. Oh, the one person knew what it was, finally. So who knows what this is? Crystal does. Yeah. So you put it around the plate, and it's a bone dish for chicken bones or fish bones or... So that's the kind of stuff you learn when you come to the sale. The tail end of the sale is still downstairs, and we're going to ask you after fellowship, take a stroll down there. You know, it's free because we're going to donate the rest of it tomorrow. We did pull out a few things that we're going to have at our next garage sale, but there might be something down there that you might just like, and we'd like to have you have it before we start donating it off. So take a few minutes and go down there and just see if there's something that you might just like to take home from you as a souvenir from our garage sale.
Okay. Well, that is absolutely wonderful news that so much money was raised and our kids can go to camp. And was just, you're right, Gayla, a lot of nice fellowship, a lot of hard work, and thank you for coordinating that and all the workers that spent so much time prepping and getting it ready. We really do. We do good work as a team. Okay. All righty. Prayer concerns and Thanksgiving. We've got quite a few people in our thoughts and prayers. They're listed in the bulletin for us. And we do want everyone, please remember that our Carrie, is home and he's recovering. That infection seems to be on the run, but it's still there. He's got a long road to go. And I know he appreciates cards, phone calls, texts, and yes, even visits. He just asked that if you do want to go out and visit him, please just call first, you know, to see that it's a convenient time. But he's in better spirits than he was, and we're so thankful for that. And keep him in our prayers, please, because we miss Carrie. Terrible. And I do want to say, I did say last week, my sister, she did go see her doctor, and she has a fractured wrist and a fractured knee. Neither one needs surgery. They just need to heal up. So we're thankful for the prayers and the good thoughts, and she's healing. So that's a good thing. announcements as listed in the back of the bulletin here. As Bobby said, after worship, fellowship resumes today. Please stay and join us for coffee, cinnamon rolls, and fellowship. We're glad to have our church opening up. Upcoming pop-up food pantries, Thursday, July 29th, 3:30 p.m. This would be in Brown City, Kohler Propane. Saturday, July 31st, 9 a.m., the Marlette VFW Hall. So that's coming up both this week. Hard to believe that it's already the last week of July. Softball games this week. Come on out and cheer on our team as they face Lifesong Church on July 26th at Countryside and Open Door on July 29th at Peck Field No. 1. Games begin at 7 o'clock. So bring a lawn chair, come out, and root for our team. Fellowship and children's Bible lessons will happen every Sunday in July, beginning at 10:30 a.m. prior to worship. Coffee will be served for the adults to enjoy while the children gather in the grassy area outdoors for a fun Bible lesson and activity. Fellowship time for everyone, so please join us for worship indoors and outdoors. Again, another thank you for the garage sale last week. Your time and efforts are greatly appreciated. And please, everyone, remember to keep Pastor Sue in our prayers. She is continuing her recovery in Texas in the hospital. Well, no, she's home. She's home from the hospital. She's at her mother-in-law's house. Yeah, okay. So it's going to take her some time to get her strength back, but please keep her in prayer. Okay, now the fun list here, because no one wants to say, we have our July birthdays. The 25th today is Beth Mavis. The 26th, Al Nickel, I see him back there. May Send is also July 26th. July 27th, Cheyenne Lambert Harneck. July 29th, Devin Strickler. And July 31st, Kayla Norton. Let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you.
And we do have a few July wedding anniversaries. July 25th is Joe and Veronica Potestivio and Zach and Molly Thurno. And on July 29th is Ron and Marilyn Payne.
Anniversary to you, happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary, God bless you, happy anniversary to you.
Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This morning, Rush Shoemaker will be bringing us the morning message, and my name is Amy Henderson, and I will be the worship leader this morning. I'd like to ask the congregation to please stand. We welcome our radio audience, and our first praise song is number 370, Victory in Jesus. Please remain standing, and we are going to have our call to worship, and we are all going to say this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please remain standing for this morning's invocation. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world to acknowledge the knowledge of your truth, and the age to come, eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
And our next hymn is number 310, He Lives.
I see.
may be seated. And we do have a couple of kids. If they'd like to come up, it'd be great. Hooray! Good morning. I think it's Kylie and Olivia. Am I right? And Kylie, you went to camp. Was it fun? Did you have a good time? Olivia, did you miss her? No. Yes, yes. Mom, did you miss her? Yes. Okay. What I want to talk to you about for just a few minutes this morning is that if you all turn to the cover of your bulletin, it's amazing how things work. What's there a picture of? A circle and a heart. And what did they just sing in the last song? Where did they say Jesus lives? In the heart. So the heart is important for two very good reasons. That's where Jesus lives. And when I was in college, believe it or not, I was decades ago, we had a science teacher. And she was at the time, I'm very polite and very nice. She was a little old lady. And I appreciate that more now, decades later, than I did back then. But she was a little old lady. And she told us that physically, the most important thing in your body is your heart, because the heart pumps what? The heart pumps blood, and you can't live without blood, right? It goes all through your body, and your heart beats just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times while you're alive. So what I wanted you to remember today, or to think about today, is that the heart's important for two very good reasons. It keeps you alive, and it keeps Jesus alive. Got that? Will you pray with me for just a second? Lord, we thank you that we have a heart. We thank you for being alive. And we thank you that we have the opportunity to keep Jesus alive and well in our hearts. Amen. Hey, thanks for coming up. It's great to see you here. Come back.
So wonderful to see young faces of our children. Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 32, verses 6 to 11. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, sing, all you who are upright in heart. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. And now we will be having some special music by Catherine Phillips.
Sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. That taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Thank you, Catherine, and if you did, please join me in the spirit of prayer. Lord, this morning we stop amidst the busyness of our lives, the busyness of our day, the busyness of our week. We stop to pay reverence to you. We thank you for all that you've done for us, and we ask that we can do back for you what you have called each of us to do. This morning, we pray in particular and successfully for the Cambridge well drilling business. We pray for our country and its leaders. We pray for those who are in charge of making decisions that will affect all of our lives. We know that one decision does not make everybody happy, but we also know that if they turn to you for guidance in making that decision, it will be the right one. We uplift Pastor Sue and Jim in our prayers, as well as all those who are listed in our bulletin and all those in our families who are suffering or need a special prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the sunshine of the day. We thank you, Lord, for the rain of yesterday. And we ask that you be with those people in our neighboring community of Armida and other areas that were violently overtaken by the storm last night. We pray that you will bring comfort and healing to those people, and that they will rebuild and survive and become the village that they once were. We pray once again for all those who are suffering, any type of illness, any type of relationship, any type of situation in their lives that is not working the way they would like it to. And we pray also, I ask you to pray. I ask you to think about one person in your life who needs a prayer and say that now, quietly to yourself for that person. And we all know, Lord, the power of prayer. And we know that prayer works. And we ask that you hear the prayers and that you answer the prayers as presented. And we pray all this in your name, Lord. And we believe in you, and we believe in your Son, and as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may remain seated as we sing hymn number 402, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. gospel reading this morning is taken from the New Testament, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, often and preferably called patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The word of God for the people of God. Look what I have. Look what I have. And look what you can have if you stick around for another half hour. But I know, it smells so good. I know, if you're listening on the radio, I have a cinnamon roll. I know somebody's saying, I don't think it has raisins in it. Never fear. I have cinnamon rolls with raisins. Your choice. But I would advise you to run right over there after church, because if you want one of the raisins and they're all gone, you're out of luck. But anyway, food, nourishment, we love it. Kevin. Heart and soul. I want you to, if I can keep Kevin awake for the next few minutes, you'll hear that again. And I want you to change the lyrics just a little bit and sing to yourself, heart and soul, I fell in love with God, heart and soul. So, let me throw out a few adjectives. Tantalizing, enticing, appealing. The sight and smell of something as simple or as complicated as a mouth-watering cinnamon roll, with or without the raisins, can really play havoc with your daily routine, not to mention your willpower. It looks good, smells so good. The anticipation that is brought to life by your taste buds only adds to your daily dilemma. Willpower vanishes as you consider how good it looks and smells. A bit of heaven right before your very eyes. I'll just have a bite, or two, or whatever it takes to make the whole thing disappear and torture me no more. Surely, one of the great treasures and pleasures of life. But as it is true with so many things in life, there's much more to that cinnamon roll than cinnamon. The cinnamon is obvious. It's not called a salt roll, a pepper roll, a nutmeg, cloves, or a ginger roll. It's a cinnamon roll. But consider this. That delicious, delightful mound of goodness wouldn't even pique your interest, let alone your taste buds, if it were not for the other hidden ingredients within it. Did you forget about the flour, the salt, the butter, whatever else it might take to make that scrumptious? Don't forget the topping of that creamy white glaze that's drizzled or spread over the top of the freshly baked product. A roll of pure cinnamon actually sounds rather unappetizing, doesn't it? Just maybe. No, really. It's what is inside the cinnamon roll that makes it what it is, with or without the raisins. The outside, the end product that is so appealing to the eye, couldn't happen, wouldn't happen, unless all the other ingredients were in place. Teamwork. As important as the cinnamon is to the roll, it is the other ingredients that form his heart and soul. You know, I could have mentioned several of a variety of other foods in this introductory comments. Rice pudding, bread pudding, they all come to mind. When I see either one of them listed in a restaurant menu, my first question is, does it have raisins in it? But for today, this morning, it is the cinnamon roll. So, if you let your memory take you back to our reading from both the Old and New Testaments this morning, it will help you figure out where I want to take you with this morning's message. Let's go back to the heart and soul of the matter. So we know that it was God that created man with these two distinct features. He made us the physical beings that we are and see and relate to in our daily lives. We are who we are, but in his infinite wisdom and for our benefit, he also created within us a soul, a spiritual side to us that will, if we believe and have faith, lead us to eternal life with him. You were reminded of this gospel reading a short time ago. It was called The Fruit of the Spirit. Your inner you, designed by God with instructions as to how you use them in your daily life. So let's take a little bit of a closer look. It's really not all that difficult when you think about it. As humans, we are pretty much recognize a fellow being when we see him or her. No comment beyond that. This is 2021, you know. We have been created in his image. We are physical beings with physical characteristics. We spend a lot of time and money taking care of our physical selves. No one is saying that's a bad thing. Thank goodness for deodorant, mouthwash, nail polish, and hairspray, not to mention soap and toothpaste. And aftershave. Have you priced that lately? And whatever else we have or we use to enhance our physical beings. But would you agree with me if I said that I think as God is more concerned with our spirituality than he is with our physicality? After all, that, along with the presence of this fruit of the Spirit in our lives, is what will determine our place in eternity. Think about that as we look deeper into the 9 individual fruits God has asked you to incorporate into your lifestyle. And ask yourself, are you doing all you can to feed and nourish your soul? We're all in agreement that it is God who created life as we know it. You did say that earlier in this morning's service. I heard you. You said you believed in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That must mean that you also, that each of us here or listening on the radio is also part of God's creation. We are physical beings, plainly visible to those who still have their eyesight. And since it is not up to us to pick or choose what we should or should not believe in the Bible, we must also agree that if there are two parts to a cinnamon roll, there are also two parts to each one of us. It's biblical. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. Your spirit, your heart, and your soul. No doubt heard by now, before this morning, about the fruit of the Spirit and how it relates to being a Christian. The phrase fruit of the Spirit comes, as you heard in our New Testament reading, from Galatians chapter 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's it. There's only 9 of them. That's even less than the 10 commandments. But if you believe that you are a child of God, you must also believe that it is your Christian duty to use each of these to the best of your ability. These are qualities that God placed in your inner being, your soul, at the moment of your creation. These are the things that give your life much more purpose or meaning than your body weight or your height. Your inner soul is who you really are. And that, my friends, is what one day you will be judged on. We most commonly use the term fruit in the sense of something edible. Apples, grapes, peaches, pears. But biblically, it can be translated as our offspring, our deeds, our actions, our results or profits. Bearing fruit is a good thing, the result of hard work and careful tending. Today, we often use the term as the fruit of our labor. Even if we don't harvest apples or peaches, we do have fruit to show for our work in the form of a paycheck, a completed project, or a child we have raised. Self-satisfaction, nourishment for our inner selves, food for the soul. Even more satisfying than a cinnamon roll, don't you think? So come with me, and let's explore the fruit of the Spirit. And think about each of these and the role they play in your Christian life. Allow me to share a bit of research with you and provide a bit of nourishment for your soul in the process. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. That was Jesus talking. So the questions you need to ask yourself are, do you have the love of God within you? And do you share that love with others? In the Bible, joy is often paired with gladness. In James chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, we read, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Joy comes from the realization of God's favor and grace in your life. Biblical joy is happiness that is not dependent on our individual circumstances at any given moment. I think this might be a tough one for some of us. But consider this. While we might have trouble finding joy in a devastating situation, we can always find joy that God loves us. Always. The biblical concept of peace is a life without conflict, living in harmony with God and others. A life of peace offers both physical and mental security. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 6 tells us, the mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Peace is the result of allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and minds. When we have peace, we are free from worry and fear. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is found in the peace that comes even when our world is far from tranquil. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In 1 Timothy verses, chapter 1, verse 16, we read, but for that very reason, I, Timothy, was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus, might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. So how patient is God with you? Are you with him? As patient as you are with the lady in the checkout line ahead of you, as patient as you are with the guy ahead of you who's trying to make a left turn into a line of cars that appears to be a mile long, or my favorite, waiting patiently for the driver ahead of me who doesn't seem to know that in Michigan it's legal to make a right turn on a red light. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 reminds us that it is God's kindness that leads us to repentance, not judgment. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us to combine moral integrity with kindness and not let ourselves get trapped in a world of self-righteous judgment. Goodness means not only being, but also doing good. It is the Holy Spirit within you that leads you to do good deeds. 2 Thessalonians 1, chapter 1, verse 11 states, "We pray for God's power to help you do all the things you hope to do, and your faith makes you want to do." In the New Testament, faithfulness is a belief in God and the conviction that Jesus is the Messiah with whom we obtain eternal salvation. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we read, "Faith is assurance of things hope for, the conviction of things not seen." Did you know Jesus described himself as being gentle? In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus, gentle, humble, in his own words. You and I, Christ-like. And finally, self-control. I thank you for practicing that this morning, especially when you know there's a cinnamon roll over there with your name on it. And listen to these bold words from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So, here's your challenge for this week. Reread today's gospel several times. Identify your strengths and your weaknesses. And do something to fortify your personal relationship with God. And once you've done that, do something else. Your heart and your soul will be forever grateful. If you need to give yourself a boost to get yourself started in this, consider this piece written by, and this is what it said, the Dalai Lama. "You may think that you are completely insignificant, but someone drinks coffee from the favorite cup that you gave them. Someone heard a song on the radio that reminded them of you. Someone read the book that you recommended and plunged headfirst into it. Someone smiled after a hard day's work because they remember a joke that you told them. Someone loves himself or herself a little bit more today because you gave them a compliment. never, ever think that you have no influence whatsoever. Your trace, that which you leave behind you, with every good deed that you do, cannot ever be erased. And that's all because it's found in your heart and in your soul. And if the ushers would please come forward. I believe Catherine is going to share another number.
Have you prayed for something big or small? How long did you have to wait? Or did the answer come at all? Words are mere expression of thought and nothing more. Believing is what really counts. Faith is what unlocks the door. Have faith when you speak to the Master. That's all He asks you for. Yes, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Lord, we thank you for these gifts. We pray that they will be used in your service. We thank those who felt blessed to give them. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. Our closing hymn is Shall We Gather at the River, number. Thank you.
Is there anything more meaningful than a group of Christians saying, yes, we will gather at the river? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace in your heart and in your soul. And please join us for fellowship.
Sweet the sound that saves.